FM on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Rock the Block Matt Dishman Community Center Block Party and Appreciation Event, Saturday, August 13th at the Matt Dishman Community Center in Portland. Activities include crafts, a rock climbing wall, inflatables, a dance party, and resource table from local agencies and businesses. Again, that's the Matt Dishman Community Center Block Party and Appreciation Event, Saturday, August 13th at the Matt Dishman Community Center, 77 Northeast Knott Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 9th Annual Beloved Festival, an open-air sacred art and music festival in Tidewater, Oregon, held on August 12th through the 15th. It features a diverse lineup of music, workshops, and presentations across the festival grounds. Beloved will highlight the most cutting-edge electronic music and explore ancient traditions, illustrating the similarities between all of humanity. Again, that's the 9th Annual Beloved Music and Arts Festival, August 12th through the 15th in Tidewater, Oregon. More information can be found online at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Welcome to Sprouts, Radio from the Grassroots, a weekly program that showcases radio production by independent community media. We bring local stories to a national audience, produced at a different location every week.
It is absolutely true that in the current day, we're still a little bit thin on songs for the climate movement.
My hope is that the hooks on these songs are earworms that people can't get out of their head, and it reminds them to think about and be concerned about climate change, even when they think they're just reciting catchy lyrics.
I'm Greta Anderson from Pacifica Radio Network, and those voices frame the central question of this edition of Sprouts. What songs, what sounds, what spoken word stories will be the ones that get through to the public to help organize a global movement around climate change? Peter Blood and Annie Patterson are the co-creators of the 1988 songbook Rise Up Singing, and more recently, Rise Again. They were interviewed by independent producer Francesca Rhiannon on a recent edition of her weekly show, Writer's Voice. Here's Annie, then Peter.
Pete Seeger really believed in getting people to sing for all kinds of reasons. And he would say, it doesn't have to be a song that has a political message, but you can still be singing it together in order to kind of keep hope alive and remind people that, you know, that we have heart, we have reasons for really wanting to be together and work things out.
Basically, many, many social movements in the past, music was really central to them. So, for example, slaves escaping on the Underground Railroad sang coded songs to help them to keep their hope alive and help them prepare for escape. The union movement, the labor movement, had many, many songs starting in the late 19th century that were repurposed from gospel songs or from other songs to be used for the labor struggles. The same was true of the civil rights movement, for the peace movement. It is absolutely true that in the current day, we're still a little bit thin on songs for the climate movement and for movements like what's going on now with Bernie Sanders. And we've certainly, with both Rise Up Singing and Rise Again, had whole chapters of songs on economic issues, on labor struggles, on freedom struggles. And we know how important those songs are to people's ability to make changes.
The white Canadian rap artist, Baba Brinkman, recently created an off-Broadway production, Rap Guide to Climate Chaos, and has an album coming out in September by the same title. His work was recently featured on a short daily radio show called Climate Connections, put out by Yale University's Project on Climate Change Communication. This song is entitled IPCC, short for Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Once again, the artist is Baba Brinkman.
IPCC. You want a new definition of hardcore? Check out the Intergovernmental Climate Report. It says the world is getting warmer unequivocally, and the oceans have increased 30% in acidity, and 90% of the warming trend is oceanic and concentrated in the Arctic. Nobody panic, but the level of greenhouse gases in the air is higher now than it's been in millions of years. We added more than a trillion tons of CO2 to the atmosphere. It's gonna be centuries before some of the gas is clear. I'm dropping science, unvarnished, unbiased, but I don't blame you if your instinct is to deny it, cause we evolved to prioritize immediate threats. If it bleeds, it leads, that's what the media says. So let the gangster-esque rap music paint a picture, and I'll hit you with some evidence-based predictions. Get ready for wars, famines, droughts, floods, hurricanes, heat waves, murders, thugs, chaos, refugees, stress, disease, extinction, disaster, IPCC. Wars, famines, droughts, floods, hurricanes, heat waves, murders, thugs, chaos, refugees, stress, disease, extinction, disaster, IPCC. Hollywood summer blockbusters can't touch this. I get my thrills from the latest reports published by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, formed in 1988 to get the science straight. Now they dropped the fifth assessment and the data's up to date, so allow me to summarize. Bad things on the way, higher emissions, sea level rise, dire predictions, on target for disaster movie style predicaments. In Copenhagen we set a limit of 2 degrees, but that's still enough to disintegrate major ice sheets over the course of centuries. Or maybe decades. Yeah, some of the details are still up for debate. They fluctuate between certain disaster and likely disaster. Slow and steady or higher and faster. Consensus, it's the lowest common denominator, which means it's probably gonna be way worse than the wars, famines, droughts, floods, hurricanes, heat waves, murders, thugs, chaos, refugees, stress, disease, extinction, disaster, IPCC. Wars, famines, droughts, floods, hurricanes, heat waves, murders, thugs, chaos, refugee, stress, disease, extinction, disaster, IPCC. So be afraid, be very afraid, but we're not, despite what the scenarios say. And the effect of talking about it is visible yawning, and occasionally changing our behavior microscopically. And even those who get it tend to get it logically, but not viscerally. So we're navigating myopically. The threat is existential, it's not environmental, and your individual response is inconsequential. Only coordination of our whole species is gonna keep coastal cities from sinking below the deep seas. And when was the last time a solution included all of us? Geophysics is at the mercy of geopolitics. Climate change communicators, keep it positive. People need to feel like they still have options, and we do have options. Either we find a solution or we stick with the business as usual level pollution and get used to the wars, famines, droughts, floods, hurricanes, heat waves, murders, thugs, chaos, refugees, stress, disease, extinction, disaster, IPCC. Wars, famines, droughts, floods, hurricanes, heat waves, murders, thugs, chaos, refugee, stress, disease, extinction, disaster, IPCC.
Again, that's Baba Brinkman. This is Sprouts, radio from the grassroots, and we're exploring the question, what are the songs of today's climate movement? Another rapper has taken the nation by storm. He is 16-year-old indigenous hip-hop artist and activist Xayotexcatl Martinez, and he has performed at the UN, at various climate change rallies, including one at the Democratic National Convention, and he has put out a TED Talk. Here he is performing with his band Earth Guardians, the song Be the Change.
We are the youth and we have come to shine the light, to show you the way you're living just ain't right. It's endangering the future that you will leave for all living things and for human beings. We're on the brink of ecological disaster. What you do today will gotta feel the change
to live the change.
You gotta share the change
to spread the change.
You gotta give the change
to be the change. So be the change. So be the change.
Real change starts from deep down inside.
Take a look at yourself. We are not divided.
No, no. Listen to your heart and see what is real.
The oneness of the earth is what you will feel.
Breathe in deep and let belief go.
Be the truth, 'cause you know you reap what you sow.
Generations call.
It's time to be the change. Stand for what you know is right. It's time to be the change and build a world of light. It's time to be the change and unite as one. It's time to be the change and that means everyone.
You gotta feel the change
to live the change.
You gotta share the change
to spread the change.
You gotta give the change
to be the change. So be the change. So be the change.
Don't let society's ways drive you no more. Break down the lock
and open a different door.
Step out of the cage from where you have been.
What you know is right. It's time to be the change and build a world of light. It's time to be the change and unite as one. It's time to be the change that means everyone.
You gotta feel the change
to live the change.
You gotta share the change
to spread the change.
You gotta give the change
to be the change. So be the change. So be the change.
Who is the change?
We are the change.
Who brings the change?
We bring the change.
Who is the change?
That was rapper Xiaotexcatl Martinez from the Earth Guardian album Generation Rise, R-Y-S-E. And here he is speaking with independent radio producer Sonali Koltkar about his music.
Music brings people together. Music is one of the greatest tools to open people's hearts and connect to people. And I think when trying to engage people in this movement, one of the best ways to get them involved is to open their hearts up. And really, rather than think about the science of climate change and the politics of climate change, like really be able to resonate with the earth that is suffering, with the people that are suffering, and telling those stories through music make that impactful. So music plays a really important role in my life in general, not just in my work in climate change and in telling the stories of a member of a generation that is really lost. There's so much suicide, there's so much depression, like there's a lot of problems my generation faces that just are things to just think about and write about and put lyrics out and be able to express myself in a way that is artistic, that is, it's changed my life really being able to make music with a message and with a direction that hopefully will impact other people as well. You know, I'm a conscious hip hop artist, I would say, and everything that I put out is with an intention to try to tell a story of what is happening in the world and to convey a message and say something that matters, you know, because there's so much garbage on radio that doesn't really matter to anyone. You know, in all honesty, it's not really making a difference in anyone's life. So hopefully the music that we put out and we continue to put out in the future will just, wake people up.
Well, here's some music that might not be so catchy as it is elegiac. It is introduced by the radio production team at Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, who produced the show with good reason. Here's host Lilia Fukin.
In the stewy, steamy, 90-plus degree summer in Virginia, composer Matthew Burtner is working on some pretty cool sounds, literally. Take this piece he calls Ice Cycle.
So you hear the sound of the glacier behind, the water sound. That's the runoff from the glacier.
Burtner is chair of the music department at the University of Virginia. Now, the Alaskan native creates electronic compositions based on sounds that he actually recorded on the landscape of his childhood.
So this was recorded from a kayak. So I'm in the kayak, and I have microphones underneath the water and in the air tied to the bow of the kayak so that you can point the microphone by turning the kayak. It's a kind of kayak recording studio.
Burtner says that here, we're hearing the sound of tiny pieces of ice that came off the glacier and are now drifting out with the tide. Through his music, Burtner is raising awareness about climate change and glacial melt, something he's witnessed in the 10,000-year-old glaciers.
We experienced melting as part of the annual cycle. It wasn't until probably I was maybe even a teenager before I realized that they were dramatically shrinking. Once you spend 10 years with the glacier, you see that it changes. You don't see that on a day-to-day, month-to-month, or even year-to-year basis.
Bertner grew up on the Arctic shore and in the mountains of Alaska.
I was born in a fishing village, and this is in the Bristol Bay region of Alaska, which is on the outside of the Aleutian Chain, in from the Bering Sea on the Pacific Ocean. And so the salmon come up from the ocean where they spend 2 to 3 years, and then they move into the river systems of the Kwajalein River, and that's where my family lived and fished for salmon.
It was his unique environment that inspired him to create music to complement and meld with the sounds of nature.
One of the most important sounds for me is the sound of the wind. It's ever present. It's a sound of open spaces resonating. This particular recording was made in a hemlock forest, right at the tree line in the Chugach Mountains, outside of Anchorage, and you can hear the wind moving through these trees. It's a complex sound because it's relaxing on the one hand, but on the other hand, the wind, I mean, when you listen to it inside the cabin, there's a kind of deep bass sound that goes with it, which is the sound of it kind of moving the cabin. And there's this kind of sense of danger. You know, we're glad to be inside. We're warm inside the cabin. And at the same time, the wind might pick the roof off the cabin. That could happen.
Matthew Bertner's goal with his music is less of a call to action, but more to create a space of harmony with nature.
I hope that this music shows us that there's a deep connection between the human and the environment that we're engaged in already. We're already playing this out. But I hope that it makes it more personal feeling and celebrates the beauty of that interaction rather than just the devastating consequences of our actions on the planet.
For the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, I'm Lilia Fukin.
Well, if anyone is trying to use music to change the culture of consumerism that is at the root of climate change, it is Reverend Billy Talon and the Stop Shopping Choir. I could play a song from the wonderful gospel choir, but instead I will share this story captured by the producers at TUC, or Time of Useful Consciousness, radio. The name of the show is from an aeronautical term describing the time between the onset of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness, the brief moments in which a pilot may save his plane. Again, the Time of Useful Consciousness Radio, Reverend Billy Talon.
On the subway with Lena and Dad. I get on the train with Lena at the 15th Street Prospect Park station. Anybody know where it is? Windsor Terrace, mm-hmm. Brooklyn? Amen. We descend the cold, clammy stairs and walk through the automatic doors into the train. At 5 years old, Lena immediately explores the personalities on the benches along the walls of the metal tube that screeches under New York. She knows, if she and her dad can sit side by side, that we can read a book on our trip to school, a 40-minute ride. Lena also knows that if we can squeeze in between two people and Dad can maneuver to stand over her in the strap-hanging crowd, steadying himself with one hand while reading her book upside down, she can still get her story. She knows by now that giving up your seat to a kid and a mom or a dad is standard child-friendly courtesy, although, however, often unobserved. Lena sees, as I do, that no one is looking up, seeing or even sensing us. The walls of the train are lined with commuters, given over to the complete and utter stillness of white wires in their ears and glowing screens in their hands. The train moves forward under the river. I'm stopping myself from demanding seats for us. A little bit tempted. I search for an answer. What if Shakira and Lady Gaga and D'Angelo had a song called Look Up and Find a Child? What if these people on the train got on those headphones, got into those white wires and blasted this message of courtesy? What if we all re-entered the commons together as a result, reversing the stream of information? What if we just opened our eyes? And looking up, all of these folks would simply have the dynamics of a community facing them. We would say hello and do our musical chairs trading of positions. And we would be asking for the interdependency, the age-old understanding that we are ultimately raising our children together. Getting the attention of the screen frozen, that's a hyphenate phrase I made up myself, screen frozen,
good one.
Is as critical to any earth movement, as crucial, as the conversion of another community that doesn't see or hear too well. Cops. We have a cop problem in New York. And just when I have that thought about cops being a lot like these people that don't look up, two of New York's finest walk through the door at the Bergen Street Station. The police who arrest us on behalf of the glacier-melting bankers and those consumers who bow to the glowing screens, they cannot continue to act on the orders of the rich. They cannot. This must change. The earth people must crack their codes, interrupt their habits, and coax new behavior out of them. Use humor, music, rapping, hacking, stilt walking, traffic jamming.
Puppets.
Use everything but violence to end the violence released by their compliance. Amen. Humility check. There is no they. Each of us is distanced from the earth by our own culture, and we all need all of the others to bring us back. This is an urgent politics, an education, a spiritual pivot. And for many of us, it will be, at first, a walk through a minefield of double takes, embarrassments, and WTFs. The silencing that is locked down upon us in corporate culture is very strict. The repetitive choreographies are precise and unchanging. The result is the censoring of those who would be our planet criers. So now we have the culture-wide inability to shout, emergency! If I break into this mass hypnosis with a shout, give my child a seat, will you people? I may be confronted by more subway rage. Subway rage, which claims lives every month in New York City. And I don't want rage of any kind for my prime witness, Lena. So what did we do? We read the book we took with us from home. I read it with some difficulty, out loud and standing up. But the book is so famous and so hip-hop rhythmic, I got into it and the volume of my voice rose, as it does with preachers. The book is The Lorax. Our morning read is turning into an Earthaluya nonviolence, but with wild, direct action. We flip the pages, holding onto the silvery ceiling handles of the F train, unraveling the story of the Barbalutes and the Swami Swans and the Truffula trees. And what were those fish called? The humming fish. Who the once were forced to walk on their fins and get woefully weary in search of some water that isn't so smeary. What about the orangutans, Reverend? I can't believe what's happening to the orangutans. A young woman in a lime green flat top and scotch skinny hipster pants looks up from her iPhone and says evenly, Reverend, I wasn't aware that orangutans are so near extinction. I love those lovelies with their long arms and their sad expressions. I know they must be smarter than 50% of the people on this train. It's kind of a New York comment. Yes, I reply, their habitats disappearing, palm oil plantations, illegal logging. Those old hardwood trees. That's when Lena jumped on the young woman's lap, or tried to, and sort of hit her left knee. Because although the primate lover was into it, she didn't quite have the instincts for gathering a running and jumping kid into the lap area. But Lena got her place to sit, and the plaid stranger put her iPhone in her pocket in favor of the five-year-old. Another woman, and then a man, pulled off their headphones and signaled thank you to Lena and me for our performance. Lena had been singing along with the Lorax, matching my words like a second voice in a hip-hop song, because she has the whole book memorized. The cops were smiling, probably parents themselves with Dr. Seuss recitations in their personal repertoire. Police can't officially say that they're Earth people, but being parents, they certainly have that chance, don't they? We look for how the Earth enters into our activism. The presence of personalities from the biosphere, in this case Dr. Seuss's wonderful animal inventions, was the Earth's cameo there underground in that train. The cops were a part of the story too, the presence of armed enforcers of middle-class propriety. We pulled into the Second Avenue station and disembarked to walk the last blocks to Lena's school, she pumping with her leg out front on her purple scooter, but always stopping on the curb and waiting for me to catch up, panting to cross the street holding hands. Wasn't this, quote, breaking into public space? That time-honored noble tradition of inappropriate behavior that attends all the successful social movements we've ever had in this country? The performance of the Lorax was not a Disney production. It was physical, it was us. We performed for an audience with their ears wired to another story, and we dared them to be physical and present with us. And then the orangutan swinging through the minds of the trapped commuters on that train encouraged a young woman to take off her headphones. Her brash graciousness was ringing in our hands as we waited for the light.
And Reverend Billy Talon himself has a radio show called The Earth Wants You. Every week he concludes his show with Extinction's Got Talent, a segment where he foregrounds the music of a species that is going extinct. So let's conclude today's Sprouts broadcast about the music of the climate movement with an edition of Extinction's Got Talent.
Extinction's Got Talent. That's a really dark phrase, Greta. Think about that for a second. We're going to finish with a beautiful bird, one of the great, beautiful, legendary birds, the Quetzal, Guatemalan bird, and Central American bird. It's royalty. It's the goddess. It has all sorts of roles that it plays with indigenous peoples. And it is of course threatened, its numbers plummeting at this time because it's losing its tropical home, the Quetzal. Amen.
That's it for Sprouts. Our contributors this week included Francesca Rhiannon, producer of Writer's Voice, Bridget Ennis, producer Climate Connections, Sonali Koltkar, producer Rising Up with Sonali, Elliot Mazurczyk and Kelly Libby, producers of With Good Reason, Maria Gilardin, producer of Time of Useful Consciousness, and Jeannie Hopper, producer of The Earth Wants You. Shows by all these producers can be found on Pacifica Radio Airwaves. Music you heard was by Baba Brinkman, Zayotexcatl Martinez, Matthew Bertner, Melting Glaciers, the Reverend Billy Talon and his daughter Lena, Dr. Seuss, and the Quetzal. The Sprouts theme music is Torpedoes on Tuesday by Poison Control Center. Sprouts is a weekly program produced in collaboration with community radio stations and independent producers across the country, bringing you local radio productions of national interest. This program is coordinated and distributed by Pacifica Radio. This week's producer was me. I'm Greta Anderson from Pacifica Radio. Thank you for listening, and see you next week on Sprouts.
Come over here, to the right-hand speaker.
KBOO's Book and Record Sale is happening August 13th at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Coote Street, starting at noon. Find treasures amongst the stacks of donated items while raising money for KBOO, your very own community radio station.
Friction between the stylus and the record produces a force which makes the arm try to swing towards the record center.
Again, that's KBOO's Book and Record Sale, Saturday, August 13th from noon to 7 p.m. at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Coote Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I'm now standing in the center, and my voice should be located precisely midway between the speakers.
The music playing is Interstellar Dub by DJ Mad from Portland label Zam Zam Sounds, and this is Art Focus on KBOO Radio. I'm your host, Andre Middleton. Today we are having a call-in show so that you can share your latest art projects and art events with our KBOO audience. The number to call our studio line is 503-231-8187. But first up, some local art news.